The legacy of the war is still there. If you go to, there are camps for amputated people. That's a visible legacy of the war. Those people whose hands we are cut off, or their legs, and all of this. So there are camps all over the country. So that the physical destruction, such as the burning of villages and all of, is slowly disappearing as houses have been, buildings have been reconstructed, and all of that. But the human legacy is still there. The trauma is a bit still there, but the Sierra Leonean society seem to be very, very resilient, you know. It's incredible that they are able to cope and live together with those people. I mean, apart from children, even those people, the adults who participated in this horrific crimes, they live together now in most of the village. It's incredible, actually, to imagine that. But I think it's a matter of society wanting, yes, we have to move on. And this is, but for the children, as I mentioned earlier, through the efforts of donors, aid organizations, a good number of them we are able to continue with their schooling. Some we are able to be reintegrated with their families. They lost some school years, so even in school you could see that their age do not always match with the age of those normal, maybe you can say normal children. But a good number of them managed, and I think one of the big successes of the international community and local organization on the ground is the successful reintegration and rehabilitation of child soldiers. I can say for sure that the reintegration of adult soldiers, adult combatants, did not work well, but I think to a large extent the reintegration of child soldiers managed to work because of the attention that was given to it by all sides, including local actors as well as external actors.